Well, it's a season of transition. Though technically still spring, this weekend marks the beginning of summer for so many. I see a couple teachers smiling. Graduations, continuations, summer vacations, folks heading off to cabins, all sorts of things that change and move us through this time of year. There's a lot in motion. In the church, we also experience transitions. If you think about the last few months, we moved from Advent to Christmas to Lent and Easter and then Pentecost, these big events in the Christian year. And now, liturgically, we step into something known as ordinary time. It's a catchy phrase, isn't it? Can't you just, come to church this weekend? We're celebrating ordinary time. It just doesn't sound that exciting. But I tell you what this does is give us a chance to work through some of the scriptures that aren't just assigned to a specific story. When you think about the last few months, really we had a lot of assigned reading. Jesus being born, Jesus living and teaching, Jesus dying and being resurrected, the arrival of the Holy Spirit. All of these are very defined stories for very defined times. But in ordinary time, we get to take all these stories we have just experienced and watch them play out in everyday, ordinary life. It leads us to important questions like, how do we celebrate the hope, peace, love, and joy that we usually think of at Christmas? How do we celebrate them in the world the rest of the year? Or what does it mean to be Easter people every day and not just one Sunday morning with cute hats and Easter eggs? It's a very important thing for the church to have ordinary time. Because to be honest, don't we all live our lives in sort of ordinary ways? I think there's a connection to this ordinary time as a piece of what life can be about. We have a lot of ordinary time day to day. And the Christian story is just as important and applicable in the ordinary times as it is in the extraordinary ones. So how is God present in the ordinary times? Having just celebrated Pentecost, how is the Holy Spirit active in our ordinary moments? Well, this morning I invite us to hear the wisdom of Proverbs in the 8th chapter. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside our way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance to each of the portals, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all who live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the very first of his acts long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When God had not yet made the earth or the fields or the world's first bits of soil. When God established the heavens, I was there. When God drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when God established the fountains of the deep, when God assigned limits to the sea so the waters might not transgress his command, when God marked out the foundations of the earth, there I was beside him like a master worker. And I was his delight, rejoicing before him always, and now rejoicing in God's inhabited world, delighting in the human race." Beautiful writing. In this reflection on wisdom, do you hear it begin, the speaking of wisdom and understanding calling to us? In this reflection on wisdom, I find beautiful hope and sound advice that applies to our ordinary, everyday lives. The writing of the Proverbs is a collection of wisdom, but it doesn't just speak wise sayings. The author of Proverbs personifies wisdom in such a way that by the end of the book of Proverbs, wisdom has been clearly named and identified as the Holy Spirit. Did you hear that creation imagery? Genesis tells us the Spirit of God hovered over the waters of the deep, just as the writer of Proverbs says that wisdom was present there. That imagery our scripture is playing with reminds us of that wisdom. Before the beginning of the earth, when there were no depths, I was brought forth, wisdom says. Then I was beside God like a master worker. And then our scriptures tell us of how wisdom has been present with all that was created ever since. And wisdom is calling out to humanity. This is where the Spirit inserts itself into our lives, actively pursuing us in the ordinary times. Hear those words again. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates, in the front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out, "To you, O people, I cry, and my cry is to all who are alive." And are we yet alive? Do we hear the call of wisdom this day? I love that the Spirit of wisdom chooses to place herself at the crossroads. Because certainly, standing at the crossroads in our lives is where we need to reflect upon the Spirit of wisdom. And though life can bring some rather imposing and flashy crossroads, it seems that life is filled with ordinary, everyday crossroads if we stop and take a look. When are we not faced with decisions? When are we not seeking our way through life? This idea of making choices and decisions really is an everyday, ordinary thing. And in each of those everyday, ordinary moments, wisdom calls to us. Wisdom calls. It's funny to think of it that way. I have stood at many a crossroad in my life and cried out for guidance. But to think that wisdom is already there crying out to us. Maybe in the midst of our shouting out, we need to take the moment to listen. Wisdom's just waiting there, wondering when we're going to notice and pay attention. I wonder if wisdom watches our lives like the over-animated viewer of reality TV. You know, you're sitting there watching these people and you're like, "Oh, don't do that. Oh, are you serious?" Yelling at the television, "Come on, really?" I can just hear the Spirit looking at my life going, yeah, that's just going to make more drama. Of course, I use this exaggerated imagery to make a point. But the idea that wisdom is calling out to us, that can seem like such a strange thing. Or is it? What we discover again and again is something we talk about often here at Highlands United Methodist. God reaches out to us. Here the Holy Spirit is chasing us down, longing to be a part of our lives, crying out for us, asking to be a part of our daily lives. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, all of them have demonstrated time and time again that they're not just sitting around waiting for us to show up. There's nothing passive about the role of God in our lives, and this scripture reminds us that that Holy Spirit of wisdom is actively desiring to be in our lives, making themselves known and changing who we are and who we can be. Wisdom is calling to all who live. So what is wisdom saying to us? The book of Proverbs is filled with sayings and utterances and actually a lot of cute little fortune cookie style phrases. And amidst all of these verses, it isn't just the little blurbs. Some beautiful reminders and passages move us through a story. And amidst the verses chosen for today, I opened with the beginning of wisdom's call and the movement through the creation. But in the middle of that, there's actually a long list of advice on how to live wisely. The book of Proverbs might seem a lot to take on, but at some point, take a peek at Proverbs 8. Here's a summary, though, for those of you that want the cliff notes. We're reminded to listen for God's guidance. we're reminded to be respectful of God's work. And we're reminded that pride and arrogance only get us into trouble. These are the things that wisdom is crying out to us over and over again. In fact, that is why wisdom spends this entire chapter of Proverbs trying to establish its own credibility. That's really what chapter 8's doing here. Listen, wisdom, I've got some good credentials here. You should listen. Most of what I read today, and even that little part I didn't, is wisdom telling us why we should listen to her. It's like the Spirit of God has submitted a cover letter and a resume trying to get an interview. Wisdom wants to have a face-to-face and just hopes if I give you enough credentials, you'll say, yeah, we should probably meet and talk. Wisdom cries out to us. One of the ways wisdom establishes herself and one of the ways we are invited to be wise is through the act of remembering. This is one of the greatest insights of our scripture today. Remember. The history of wisdom being a part of creation is a call to remember God's intricate and beautiful plan that is our world. It's one of the things God's people have been called over and over and over again to remember. The story of God being present in our creation. We're invited to remember and reflect upon the ways God has been involved in our world. This beautiful recounting of the creation story isn't just to remind us that God created, but to do so in a way that God's very Spirit was placed within each and every intricate, beautiful creation. To remind us that God's beautiful Spirit of wisdom has been planted in each and every intricate and beautiful creation that is every one of us. And we are called to remember that. And most importantly, we are called to remember it amidst the ordinary. You know those sort of blah kind of days? You know the moments where we're going through the motions with the I do this all the time kind of a feel? Or those days that we're just making it? These ordinary times, these ordinary days that we live, those are the moments when we are invited to remember the extraordinary that is a part of our lives. And when we do, when we remember that the Spirit is in each of us and in everything, the Scripture tells us that God will delight. I love that phrase. That God will delight in us. Remembering God's presence and responding to wisdom's call brings God delight. And that is the opportunity of every decision and every day. Suddenly the ordinary is so much more. And that is why wisdom stands at the crossroads. Because then we're invited to carry on along our way, taking wisdom with us. You know, it strikes me that wisdom isn't telling us what way to go at the crossroads. Our scripture simply says that wisdom is at the crossroads. Wisdom is offering to be a part of our decision and our journey. Wisdom is asking us to remember who we are, who we were created to be, and then wisdom invites us to look forward and choose a path, knowing those things. And whatever path we choose, the crossroads that we will eventually encounter next, wisdom will be waiting there at that one too. Amen.